Thank you. This is Rob Robinson. I'm the pro tem chair of the programming committee of the Pacifica National Board. We are conducting our meeting on Wednesday, May 31st, 2006 at 8 o'clock p.m. And we have just established quorum. The meeting is beginning at 8, I think, 22. I would like to convene the meeting formally right now and then ask our secretary, Teresa Allen, to conduct a roll call of the members. And then we will move into the agenda. Teresa, could you call the roll, please?
Yes. Sar Rondawa, Attila Nagy, Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Alan Minsky, Sherna Gluck.
Here.
Kimberly King.
Here.
Lisa Davis. Doreen Roberts?
Here.
Steve Brown?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Adnan Lakhani? Lisa Welch?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Joni Eisenberg? Kalanji Alusagun? I didn't say I was here, but Teresa Allen's here. We have quorum,
actually,
Mr. Chair.
Actually, you did. So we now have eight members. We have established quorum. The first thing I would like to do is we had an election for officers. We had one campaign for the chair, and Teresa, could you report on that?
Yes, the chair is Rob Robinson.
Okay. I would like to move that we sustain the election of the chair.
Second. What were the actual results? I don't have a problem with that, but saying that Robert's chair isn't really a report.
Teresa, could you?
Gee, I don't even. Did I not send that in an email?
Yeah, you did send that in an email.
I will.
What's it worth to you, Rob?
I will have to look through my minutes again to see exactly what I said in that.
I think you said that there were four votes.
Unless it's going to be challenged, why don't we simply wait to get it in an email sometime in the future and just continue with business?
I got it. A total of four ballots were cast for programming chair position. The ballots are secured in an envelope and signed by me and Belinda. Rob Robinson was elected to the chair position, receiving four votes. No ballots were cast as write-ins. Best wishes. Teresa.
Okay. Thank you.
Bonnie is
what was the date
case.
On that?
April 7th.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we did not have an election for secretary because we did not have candidates nominated that were actually present. Is there anyone currently on the phone that would consider serving as secretary? We desperately need someone to do this job. So I'd like to ask someone to accept the job of secretary. So Teresa, who is not only the national board secretary, but is serving in a number of other secretarial capacities, can pass this bitter cup on. Is there a candidate for secretary right now?
Teresa, why don't you give up the salary?
I'm so serious, guys.
Really, would someone consider doing this? Okay, we're going to have to move on because time is a-wasting.
Well, I'll take them for this meeting, but, you know, I just really don't want to take grief, you know, if they're not sufficient.
If Teresa can't continue this, I'm going to have to do it for her, and that's going to make it hard for me to do the job.
Teresa, this is Serene. If you can do this meeting, because I'm not in a position to do that, I'll take over after that.
Okay.
Great.
Lisa
Davis?
Yes, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much just for coming. We're just happy to have you with us.
Okay, good.
We're in the middle of the agenda. We're into the housekeeping issues. We were soliciting nominations for secretary, and Serene suggested that she might do it. The next thing I want to move into, and perhaps Serene can answer this, when we Serene, if we want to send information to the committee, what is the address that we should use?
I've got to dig into it. Give me a minute. But I've sent mail to everyone from it.
I
think it's PNB. Yeah, everyone has confirmed just about getting mail
okay, well,
through.
Here's the basic question I have. Can you send something to the committee that defines how they should, what address they should use to reach the committee, but also
if
they have documents? No, I know you did. But if they have documents that they want to post on the Yahoo website, how they should go about doing that?
I'll do it again.
Okay.
All right.
The next item of the agenda is an errata, and we're going to move ahead.
Well, we didn't approve agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't? Well, let's back up then. Does everyone have the agenda?
Well, I have an agenda that just has little hatch marks in front of it. It's dated the 25th of
mm-hmm.
May, and it starts out with establish quorum, roll call, approve election. Then it says housekeeping, and then approve agenda. Then housekeeping, nominations for secretary, liaison with webmaster, documents, policy tasks, fiduciary calendar, committee roster, race and nationality resolutions. Is that it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I do have that. I'm shocked.
Some of that, I believe, is a list of the attachments.
I'm sorry?
I believe some of those items are the attachments. It's a list of, see where it says documents, colon, and then there's a whole long list.
Oh, yeah. That's
those are the attachments.
Not on the one I'm looking at. Race and nationality resolutions, international status, language, work plan, all that.
Yes, those are the attachments.
Well, I don't know what. That is not what I'm seeing when I see the agenda. Anyway,
the
it was embedded into
after
the
document. Colon after document.
Oh,
is that on yours?
I see. I know that on another email that was sent, there were attachments, but that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the agenda for this meeting. So, do you want me to read the agenda or no?
Yeah. Could you please?
Okay. The first five items were establish quorum, meeting establish quorum, roll call, approve election result, and approve agenda. Okay. I think that was the first four. Then under Roman numeral 1, it said housekeeping. And there were nominations for secretary, liaison with webmaster, technical director. The third one is documents. The fourth one is...
That's where the documents, these are the attachments, all those things that are after the colon, documents colon.
Okay. Committee roster, race and nationality resolutions, international Spanish language program work plan, 2006 network program coordinator job description, 2005 job description with comments, reconsideration of monthly meeting time and date, and the last one is policy of how long to wait for quorum. And this is 10, 15, 20 minutes. Then Roman numeral 2 is program policy document, and under that is review proposed changes from committees. Members, review proposed changes from committee members, additions, subtractions, and amendments. Roman numeral 3 is International Spanish Language Daily Newscast. Under that is resolution. Roman numeral 4 is Network Program Coordinator Job Description. Number 5 is Comments from Secretary. Under that is Issues and Next Meeting Date. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Does anyone have that with them? I mean, we emailed that out to everyone.
I had that with me, except there was one little... part I didn't have on it, one little minor wording thing, but I do have it.
Oh, okay.
Dated, Mark, it is dated the 25th.
Okay.
So can we entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
Sarv Randhawa.
Oh, Sarv. Great. Thank you.
Hi, who is this? Hello?
Sarv.
Hi. Hi, Rob. Sorry.
Hey, Sarv. How are you doing?
Very fine. Thank you. I just was just overwhelmed here. I just couldn't get to it. But I'm here.
It's a tremendous agenda. Do you think we're going to get through even a fraction of it tonight?
Let's try.
Okay.
So who moved it, who moved to approve the agenda?
I did, Sherna.
Sherna, okay.
My second, Kimberly.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Rob, I might have to leave a little early here. I'm in and out of this meeting here.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
Could I suggest...
Sherna, yes?
Yes, reordering on the agenda items. Since Sarv has to leave early and we got such a late start, that that we start with the programming policy and have a set time to move to a vote.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that we move immediately, since we now dealt with the secretary issue, that we move immediately to programming policy document and set a time certain for a vote on it.
Okay.
Well, this is Serene.
Serene?
Setting a time for a vote would be the same as calling the question, ending discussion, which you're not allowed to do in committee. So we can set a target time, but we can't set a firm time.
Oh. I'm sorry, this is Bonnie. My phone cut me off for a few minutes there. Did anything get accomplished when I left? We were just beginning to discuss
That's a trick
the agenda.
Question.
Mr. Chair, Sherna Glock first moved to approve the agenda, but then she moved, I think, with an amendment. So,
basically what Sherna wants us to do is to begin considering the revised programming policy. Can we get a cent on whether or not we're going to do that or not?
Well, ask if there's any objections.
Is there an objection to us going in that direction?
This is Serene.
Serene?
Just very quickly, I think we might want to set the date and time while everyone is still on the call. That way we don't have to interrupt any discussion of more substantive things to do it later because someone has to leave.
I agree.
No, great. I mean, tell us how you think we should proceed, Serene.
I think we should work on setting the date and time for our regular meeting.
Okay. We've had this discussion before. Previously, last year, we had the third Monday of every month. We proposed the fourth Monday of every month. Do we have any preference about that time? And I would like to establish that we do it at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific in future. Right, Serene?
That'll work for me, but I think the West Coast people might.
That's the proposition.
Yeah.
That's the proposition. The question is, can we go with the third or fourth Monday, or do we have to look at another date? Are there any?
This is Bonnie.
Well, we've got a conflict on June 26th with the Archive Committee.
Yeah, and
several of us. So could we bump to the second or the first Monday?
Can I?
Yes.
I'm trying to access the KPFTX calendar to see if someone
right.
has actually set up something of a pattern there. But fourth Mondays are definitely bad because I think the PND has been alternating last
right.
Mondays and last Fridays. So we definitely want to stay away from the fourth Monday.
Okay. Do you have a recommendation based on looking at that calendar, Serene?
It's coming up. I've got a very slow connection here.
Okay.
Serene and Steve?
Yeah.
Are the third Mondays always bad for New York?
No, this isn't bad for New York, actually. He was saying it's bad for another committee that he's on.
The fourth Monday is bad for the PNB Archive Committee, on the 26th. Let me see if it's regular.
I don't believe we actually
yes,
set it as a regular.
The fourth Monday No, no, I'm sorry. I don't see any other archive meeting scheduled. So
third Mondays are wide open at this point, at least through October.
Okay. Then I'm entertaining a motion from Serene that the regular meeting of the programming committee will be the third Monday of each month at 8 o'clock p.m.
Eastern.
Rob?
Yes?
That's going to be very difficult. That's going to be very difficult for me to attend. It's, 5 o'clock. 5:30 I can because I have to. I don't get off of work.
Sure.
And I just, and I have to commute, and it's going to be very difficult for me.
Right, but we've been through this.
5:30, I can make 5:30. Yeah,
okay, but what I'm asking you, Sarv, is could we accept your presence at 5:30? Because I think for most of the other people, at least on the eastern end, it would be easier if we began at 8 o'clock.
If we can probably start at 5:30, and not make it last more than 2 or 3 hours, 2 and 2.5 hours.
Now our policy on this committee is going to be to keep the meetings to 1.5 hours, period.
Okay, that's great. That's
okay.
Great. Then 5:30.
So if you'd allow us to begin at 5, we understand that you're going to come in at the 30 minutes. Would that work for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Ross?
Yes?
This is Serene. I prefer to get on early and therefore get off early, but I can live with a 5:30 start if it means that everyone, if it's a hard 5:30.
Listen, you've got to pick that up.
This is Kimberly. I would like to do it at 5:30 if it would include everyone, if we could definitely start at 5:30.
Okay, those of us in the East Coast just have been burned. We tend to go into meetings that, you know, end at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I think if you're going to have meetings that last only an hour and a half, you might as well have two in the same night.
Okay. Let's establish that the motion from the floor is that the meetings will be on the third Monday of each month for the programming committee. They will commence at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific.
Third Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
8:30.
Eastern Standard Time. Did that just pass without objection?
I think so, yes.
Can I just add something? Not affecting the vote.
Yes, Serene, yes, please.
It's going to be a conflict on December 18th, which is the third Monday in December, but we have ample time to set an alternate day.
Right.
Because the PNB has claimed that.
Exactly. If we have specific conflicts that occur as a result of calendar issues that are there now or that occur, we should take them up. Secretary,
December 18th,
I could just put third Mondays at 8:30 p.m. through November. Is that okay?
Do you guys want to claim the second Monday right now and just be done with it, the second Monday in December?
Maybe we'll decide not to meet in December.
Let's wait.
What? No, you're wrong.
A month without a meeting?
I think we have enough advanced time.
How could we?
Let's block it in for the second Monday of December unless there's an objection, and then we'll revert in January to the third. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
We're going to change the frequency of the meeting so that in the month of December of 2006, the programming committee will meet on the second Monday at 8:30.
That's the 11th.
Right.
Because of a conflict, and then in January we will revert to the third Monday. Is that okay, Madam Chair?
Okay.
You're the chair.
Third Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through November 2006.
Mm-hmm.
In December 2006, it will be
Monday the 11th.
Right.
Does that go for this month also? We're canceling the 26th and moving it to the 19th?
No, we didn't say that.
Bob?
No, we're meeting this month right now.
Okay.
You mean in the month of June?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should only go through December 2006 because heaven only knows when our PNB meeting will be in January 2007. Okay?
Right.
All right. So is this, did this pass without objection, Mr. Chair?
I heard no objection. Steve?
No objection.
Okay. No objection.
Serene?
Mr. Chair? That's fine for me.
Yes, Teresa.
I have a question. In regard to the agenda, did we approve the agenda with first the meeting time and then the revised program policy and then the agenda as followed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Just for a clarification for the person who was wondering about the conflict with the archive, the third Monday is the 19th of June.
Yeah, but we have our archive meeting on the fourth Monday, just for that month.
Right, but we're meeting on the third Monday. That's what we just voted on, right?
For programming.
Programming is going to be on the third Monday in June. Which
right, so she's saying there's no conflict if you're meeting
no,
conflict.
Correct.
Okay.
Was that Lisa or Kim?
That was not Lisa.
Kim said there's no conflict.
We have a Lisa Welch and we have a Lisa Davis and so I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get to know the voices.
It wasn't Lisa.
Okay.
It was Kim.
It was Kim.
Right.
Okay. May I make a suggestion?
Serene.
Then until we get used to each other's voice, that you proceed your comment by your name, at least for this meeting.
That would be great, yeah.
Right, Steve Brown, I noticed that we have a meeting in August scheduled for Saturday on the 26th. I have that in my calendar. Is that an aberration, or did we actually schedule a meeting for that date?
It will be an aberration because we're going to change the dates based on the vote that we just took,
okay,
Steve.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, so we have approved the agenda and set the date for the meetings. So...
next item is program policy, revised program policy.
Right. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time confusing everyone, but we had a program policy that had been submitted to the board on numerous occasions, and it got chopped up at the last board meeting in March. And can somebody mute their phone? So one of the things that happened was that the considerable work that the committee had done to establish programming policy last year was basically restricted in March to hiring a network program coordinator and making sure that person would establish that we were in compliance with FCC regulations and a couple of other minor things, when in reality the whole thrust of the policy was to focus on the way that the network, the local stations, and other elements do programming. So what a number of us have done, and we had a meeting last week on the 22nd in which we did not have quorum, and we agreed that the critical thing for us to do was to try to make this policy shorter. So we have a shorter policy, which is 3 pages long. I sent it to everyone. I'm sorry that it didn't come out sooner, but we've been working on it. Sherna Gluck can tell you and others. We've been working on this day and night. So I would like to discuss the issue of the concise programming policy right now. Does anyone have anything that they would like to say specifically based on having taken a look at this document?
Yes, I have a question.
Lisa, yes, thank you.
You said that you sent out something that was 3 pages long that you somehow made it more concise or that you shortened it somewhat. When did you send that out?
I sent out two versions of it, Lisa. I sent out a version early this morning that was a grid, and then I sent out a version this evening at about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, was it, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's three pages long.
Okay, I have the grid one. I wasn't able to get the
yeah.
But the grid is longer than three pages, correct?
The grid is
yes.
longer than, again,
okay.
I have to apologize, but in terms of the policy, the actual policy that we passed tentatively was only on pages 5 through 9. So the policy that we voted on last year was really only 5 pages long. We've cut that down to 3 pages. But many of the questions that we had about what that policy meant and how it would be implemented and concerns that people had that programming policy was basically stealing the authority to do programming from management and putting it in the packet of governance were things that we had to try to explain away. And so the documents were longer and confusing to people, and I apologize for that. But the document that we're proposing now is 3 pages long. Everyone has it at this point.
Rob, let me just tell people that I
don't have that.
I'm sorry, this is Sherna. I then sent out a few minutes after that your concise document, which is 3 minor changes that were made last night by the Programming Oversight Committee here
at KPFK, yeah.
And everyone has that, and you saw that and approved them, and it just didn't get in.
Yeah, I think one of the things the new members of the committee need to understand is that many of the comments that we had, and we really only had about 20 or 30 comments on this policy, but many of them involved language changes that we didn't feel did violence to the policy, so we tried to incorporate them. The one signal area that spent the most time looking at this policy was KPFK. Beginning back in, Sherna, what was it, December?
January.
KPFK has had a number of meetings and gone through this with a fine-tooth comb. They've made a number of recommendations about changes in the language, which really haven't changed the substance of the policy, but they have made it specific. And so we feel that we should include those because, they help make the policy more accurate. Sherna, yes?
I'm sorry, and Jack.
I'm sorry, this is Lee. I just want to say I'm going to get offline a moment and call on my cell phone because I just want to go online and just get the latest, the three-page, although I do have the grid, but I just want to look at it in the three-page format.
Thanks,
so,
Lisa.
Excuse me for that.
If you have a problem, call us and somebody will bail out and give it
right,
to them.
Well, I'm about to call on my cell phone anyway,
okay,
so I
okay,
won't miss
okay,
it. I'm just going to go online. Okay, thank you.
Serene Staffley.
Serene, go ahead. Yeah, you're on.
I know that we've done, and that people have logged long hours on calls and on you know off streamed calls working on this, but I didn't get online until shortly before I joined the call, so I've not had a chance to revise the language. And while I accept that the intent in revising the language may have been to make it shorter and more accessible to people reading it, I would be less than comfortable voting on language that I haven't had a chance to read carefully because I think these are important issues. So certainly with regard to the more concise version, I really need to sit down and do a side by side comparison with the original language with which I had some problems in some areas. But I wouldn't be comfortable voting on the new language, and certainly on anything that came out of the meeting last night. While again, I commend folks in LA who I think work very hard on a lot of different things. I wouldn't be comfortable voting on things that came up from a committee last night and are just being sent to us now.
I clarify that.
It's just the romance out of this document.
Sure enough. As Teresa and others of you know, I am an inveterate editor. And how we managed to shorten this was there was a lot of language in the very long version that was more rationale than policy.
Oh.
And I highlighted those areas for Rob, and he took those out. And then what that did was is the rationale. The things that came out of the Programming Oversight Committee last night are three little things that have to do with diversity and race and nationality, and they're three small insertions, that's all.
Sharna, you also took out, there was a section
Lisa.
In there. This
Pardon?
Is Steve Brown, Sharna. There
yeah.
was a section in there, I remember, that said that four out of every five
that's
or ten or whatever it is, listeners, listen to Democracy Now.
Right, that's gone.
You took that out, yeah.
That is
I was
more
just curious about how they ever arrived at that figure, because we don't have any figures like that for the network
but
or foundation.
That's all gone, because that is not a policy statement. That is a rationale statement.
I understand. I was just curious as to
yeah.
the source of the information.
I don't know where it came from, but it's out now.
Well, it may have something to do with where the
touch
money
Anything that is in
stuff.
The nature of rationale is
well,
out.
Well, I'm responsible for that, so, you know.
You made it up, huh?
No, I didn't make it up. It's true.
It's based on pledged dollars, where people pledge.
No, it's not. The dollars are not related to the how many people are listening
well,
to something.
But the whole point of it is that we have the capacity as a network to develop programming that will be equally received by regional and national audiences if we will bother to do it.
But the point is that's not a problem. What we tried to do is really just get the policy language here, and
yes.
that's why it's three pages.
Yes.
So it's not a matter even, I mean, I shouldn't expect anyone who wants to compare them, but the comparison is there's no policy language change. What it is excising things that were not policy.
Thank you, Sharna.
This is Bonnie. Go ahead.
Bonnie, go ahead. Hit it.
There's a little typo in the first line.
Really?
The foundation has broadcast operations self-sustaining. I think you meant to say the foundation apostrophe S broadcast operations self-sustaining, didn't you?
Lisa?
Yes, looks like it.
Yes.
Sorry, I got cut off.
Yes. I have to tell you guys, we've been working for the last couple of weeks to try to shave this down because one of the concerns that we have in terms of getting something passed is that the board can't read more than two or three pages. So we've tried to do that, and I accept responsibility that the previous document was long and rambling and unclear. But we still have mistakes there.
Yeah, it wasn't a criticism. I was just trying to...
I know.
I do, however, have issue with some of the clauses in here. I don't know
okay.
if we're
Can we just start at a certain point, and can we agree on how we're going to do this, what the procedure will be to either change it or whatever we're going to do?
Well, can we go section by section and see what kind of criticisms or suggestions people have for each section?
Let me make a suggestion. One way we can go is we can try to go through this quickly, and if we have a good secretary, we can agree on things that we're going to change in the text. If we can't do that, what we're going to have to do is adjourn and reconvene tomorrow. My concern is I would very much like to get a policy document before the board because I do not want I'll be very frank with everyone on the call. I do not want management hiring a network programming coordinator that has no responsibility for implementing programming policy, but simply is responsible for doing supervisory work for management, for the executive director, and making sure that the same things that are going on with programming now with the administrative council, which is now called what is it? The
operations
collaborative. To me, that's not the essence of programming. That's not getting programming down at the root level. That's not getting the journalists and the producers and the hosts at the local stations that are producing, you know, hard-hitting programming and bringing them before a national audience. All that's doing is blocking our ability to bring that type of programming to a broader audience, which is what we've been doing for the last 10 or 20 years.
Well,
so my concern is that I don't want to, whatever we do, if we're going to vote this down, that's great. If we're going to make changes to it, let's make changes to it so that we can all live with it. If we can't make the changes today, but we have to work with them and make them tomorrow, let's do it that way.
What do you mean tomorrow?
What? Can I suggest?
We can adjourn and reconvene tomorrow if there are issues in the text that we can't resolve.
This is Sherna. Can we start going through it? Teresa, although I can't be secretary, I can help you out, and because I'm on my speakerphone, and as we agree on any changes, I can insert them.
Well, I don't have the three-pager with me, so.
I have.
You don't have the three-pager, Sarf?
No, I'm at a place where I can't have it either, so.
But I'll
listen to, if somebody can just.
We can read the text at the beginning.
Yeah,
I'll read the text at the beginning.
Yeah, thank you.
But can we move through this swiftly?
Sherna?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm really going to have to rely upon you. When we did this before, you're playing with an attachment and altering this document, and it's a real challenge for me.
Okay, that's fine. I have the document up. I put up the one with those few little changes, and I could read them when we get there, that Rob agreed to, that the Programming Oversight Committee suggested, that has to do with diversity, race, and nationality stuff. And I can make any changes in bold italics.
Okay. So we're going to go through this quickly. I'm going to begin by reading each section, right?
Can I have one question?
Yeah, Lisa. Yes, thank you.
Right, you are saying that if for some reason we can convene and we need to make changes, we can submit changes tomorrow and have a meeting tomorrow. Is that what I understood you to say?
If we can't conclude our work today, we can adjourn until a date certain tomorrow.
Well, there's no guarantee, Rob, that everybody can do that.
I suggest we just start and give us...
No, but I just wanted to just bring one thing out, because a lot of people might be traveling tomorrow.
Right. That's the problem,
yeah.
Lisa.
That's
the problem.
And we need a timer.
Can someone keep time? Serene? Steve?
Excuse me?
Could you keep time, Steve?
How would you like me to do it?
Greenwich Mean style?
No.
So how much time to respond?
What notifications would you like?
Well,
are we allotting an hour and we want to try to do each section in, I don't know, 10 minutes or what?
Yeah. Let's allocate for each section. Let's allocate 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I'm going to read...
For each subsection.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to read the text as quickly as possible. The first section of the text is general principles. The role of programming in the Pacifica network is to fulfill the Pacifica mission in the process to build audiences capable of keeping the foundation and its broadcast operations self-sustaining. Programming, therefore, functions as a key indicator for the Pacifica National Board in determining that network operations reflect the mission and support audiences capable of sustaining the network in the immediate future.
Excuse me, Rob, can I interrupt for a minute? Don't we all have this up on our screens? Can't we read it faster than you can?
Not everyone has access to it.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. The specific sections of this policy, accordingly, set forth criteria and parameters for programming that enable management to conduct day-to-day operations and establish initiatives for its broadcast operations. The policy is designed to promote collaborative resource sharing and decision-making at every level of the Pacific family in order to create mission-driven programming featuring a diversity of Pacific voices capable of engaging diverse local and national audiences. That's what we're about.
Good.
That's good.
Okay.
Can we improve that part?
I said the family. And what's the family?
The family is all the people that send you checks, Sarf.
Yeah, it's all the people who ask for checks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't send it either, but they're still family.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all right.
Do you have questions, Sarf?
That's fine.
Okay.
Now,
the Pacifica Network.
Each part as we read it, or, you know, why don't we just say Pacifica Network?
Pacifica Network, yeah.
That's fine. And I have to tell you, I mean, Chern and I and others have been working on this for 2 weeks, so every time we change something, something else changes. So
I would have preferred Pacifica Mishpocha myself. But.
Pacifica what, Steve?
Okay, we've
I'm down with that.
Network. If we approve it, I'm going to just put it in there. I'm not going to do it with any fancy.
Now, the next section that I'm going to go through is a very long section. It deals with how we define programming. Okay.
Should we vote on it as we go with each section before?
You consider section 1.1, etc. Each one of these is subsections.
Yeah.
Right.
You
get 3 minutes to each subsection or 3 minutes?
No. I'm going to read the whole programming section as one, and then if people have changes, they can make changes.
I think it would go better, because it is long, if we did it piece by piece. Each number.
Okay, but we got through the general principles.
Can we vote that we agree to that, or are we going to try to vote after each
I thought
section?
We agreed to that. We like the general principles, or we don't?
We like them.
I like them.
Okay. Any objections? I need to hear them.
I have a question.
Serene.
This is Serene with a question. I'm looking at the grid with the text, the synthesis, and the rationale. All of this is going to be submitted to the PNB as having been approved by the committee.
No, all we're
going
to submit to the PNB is
the concise
narrative
text.
Yeah. If we give them the grid, they'll freak out.
Okay. For talking points for Bob.
Okay. Pardon me?
It is talking points for you, in effect.
Okay. Now we're going through the programming section. I'm going to read section 1.0, which is a general definition of programming. Programming includes...
Okay, ready, get set, go. There you go.
Local station programming, national programs, network broadcasts, affiliate programming, commission programs, for example, free speech radio news, documentary programming, and the airing of independent productions, for example, Counterspin and Alternative Radio. The Pacifica Radio Archives, Free Speech Radio News, the Affiliates Program, the Network Technical Operations Staff, and Internet and Website Development Staff are important participants in producing mission-driven programming and reaching broader, more diverse audiences.
Now, Rob, this is where the sentence from down below we felt should get moved up, so that section finishes with a single short sentence. All programming, staffing, and decision-making processes must conform to the typical race and nationality policies and other commitments to equity.
You entirely lost me, Sherna.
That's that sentence that we suggested last night get moved up, so it applies to all the following sections on programming.
Well, just why don't you read it for us so we know what it says? Because I don't think it's something that any of us object to.
All programming, staffing, and decision-making processes must conform to Pacifica's race and nationality policy and other commitments to equity.
Can I find the race and nationality policies?
I've sent it to you guys about 57 times, but I'll send it to you again.
Okay. No, I'll find
Bonnie?
You. Yep.
I think
Please don't exaggerate, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
Was it sent out with the 525 stuff, Rob?
It was sent out last year, and it was sent out this year on a number of occasions.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah, but I really wasn't trying to be facetious. These are important issues. The problem for us in governance is that management does not respond to this stuff, okay?
That's another question.
Are there any objections to this general, which is a general statement about programming? Three short paragraphs.
I'm sorry, until I can find the race and nationality and see how that compares to staffing and decision-making process, I can't really...
Okay, are you on your computer?
Yes.
Okay. I think on May the 25th...
Okay, that's good. That's all I need. Do you have the cap on that email?
Excuse me?
Do you have the heading?
What'd you name it? What's the subject?
Subject, sorry.
We're at 3 minutes. Shall we continue?
Yeah. I don't know, Bonnie. I can send you that later on. But the race and nationality stuff I've sent out numerous times to all the members of the committee within the last year and the previous year. But I'll send it to you again. The significant thing is that it requires us to do the international... Spanish language daily newscast.
No, it's about.
So how does that figure into all programming, staffing, and decision making process must conform to it?
Because it's about inclusivity and diversity.
But has all of it been passed actually, or did just the part on the Spanish language?
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of...
This passed in 2002, is my understanding, but I'm trying to get it for you.
Thank you.
It passed in 2004, and it was reintroduced in 2005.
All right.
Hold on for a second. I'm pulling the documents up now.
I would like to know how it affects staffing and decision-making processes.
It doesn't. It fundamentally... Well...
It's about inclusivity.
That's what the question says. That's what the statement says.
That's right.
Does it say a certain percentage must be?
I have to say, as secretary, I'm freaking out a little bit.
Good. Please have a glass of wine.
I have it, Teresa.
Okay, well, are you going to document all of the edits
Okay, Bonnie.
In general, that we do things as we go?
Excuse me, we're
May 11th.
We're at 5 minutes on this
Bonnie,
one.
Bonnie, do you have May 11th?
Yeah, is it an attachment to it?
Yeah.
Okay, cause, no, I just have a bunch of May 11th, so I'm just trying to figure out which one it is. Okay, it must be one of these. Hold on.
Can I just suggest that we make a decision about, are we going to italicize titles of shows or not? Because Counterspin and Alternative Radio italicized, but Free Speech Radio is not.
Mr. Chair?
Anyone have any ideas about that?
Well, I think Sherna should change it if she thinks it needs to be changed.
I think, this is Serena, I think it should be italicized, but Rob Sarve is trying to get your attention.
They're both
Hey, Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I think that in the policy document, there should not be any specific show at all listed. Anyway.
Okay, so let's take that out. But Bonnie, on the May 11th, do you have the racing?
I've got it, Rob.
What's the caption?
Hold on. I mean, I'm just leaning in the wrong direction.
But yeah, sure. I mean, we can take out the italicization of the shows, although that conforms with what's generally done in English.
Well, I think Sarve was suggesting not having examples. of what commission programs and independent productions.
We need this because I'm never sure what an independent producer is. I didn't think that the producer of Counterspin was independent in the sense that he was not connected in some legal way with Pacific getting a salary and payment.
It's an independent production.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Because they produce it and it's distributed, and some Pacific stations carry it. Same thing.
We're trying to establish all of the things that Steve. These are all of the denotational things that are considered as programming. That's all. Okay.
May I suggest that we need a glossary somewhere in this thing at the end, because a lot of these are terms of art, or will become terms of art, and will become very important. I don't know what an independent producer is, technically and legally.
Steve, it's not an independent.
It may be important.
I'm sorry, someone else is trying to do this. Go ahead.
For instance, David Barsamian's Alternative Radio.
Right.
Right.
It's an independent production that some stations carry, some don't. It's not a Pacifica production.
Right, that I understand. I didn't think Counterspin fit into the same...
It does.
Of course, it does.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Okay. Can we move on?
Yes.
Can I have Lisa?
Yes, Lisa.
Comment.
We want to help. Lisa, please.
Well, first of all, I would say that I'm in agreement just for, general purposes. It would be probably nice to have a glossary to just explain certain kind of things. It doesn't have to be necessarily done now, but I think in general. But also, I was going to ask, and this could just be me, how I'm reading it, and so I'm going to just ask people's opinion, but the way that this is worded, I know you mentioned reference to the Internet and website development, but is it clear to people that this would also include some of the issues with programming that would arise through the Internet? I mean, it might be clear to people. Maybe it's just me. And if this would maybe be a little bit more of a stronger reference to that kind of broadcaster programming.
I think that comes later. This is just a general statement about programming.
Okay.
Right now we're trying to define what programming is, Lisa, so that we don't get into the situation where local station people say, we should not be carrying programming that's produced by affiliates because that's against the Pacifica mission. And we're saying, no, that's not the case. You can have, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is define all the different things.
Now, I understand that, but I'm not familiar with anybody's voices. But somebody was just saying that that would be defined later. But I think that might be something we might want to give a little bit more definition to in terms of, I don't know how you would call, I don't even know what podcast is. I hear people making references.
No, absolutely. We should have a definition. Yeah. We
have a definition to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is, technology is changing this. And so I think that would help establish what we're doing here. That's a great idea. And let's do that.
No, this is a very general statement that's to cover all of these various programming.
All she's saying is that we should have a glossary that defines terms.
No, I understand that. So someone needs to prepare it.
I know, but we can't do that within the context of this discussion. Right?
Right, and maybe it is in there, and I won't hammer this out, but I just even think when we're talking about, even in something like a general like this, it just might be good, unless other people understand it, to just err on the side of caution and have something in there a little bit, which that would also hit more on the Internet issues a little bit.
I don't have a problem with this developing a glossary. Does anyone? But I don't think that
Kimberly?
Should...
No, but it needs to hold us up.
Yeah, let's not let her hold... I don't think that's what she was suggesting.
No, I wasn't suggesting
okay.
that.
Okay, could we go to section 1.1?
Can
we go to section 1.1?
Yeah. I'm still stuck on that last line. Sorry.
Please
understand I'm not trying to be inflammatory, nor do I not champion any commitments to equity. I simply don't understand looking at these motions regarding Pacifica race and nationality policy, how this fits into saying all programming, staffing, and decision-making process must conform to this policy. Because I'm looking at the policy, and it appears to be mostly about the Spanish language news program.
Which policy is mostly about?
The race and nationality policy.
That's
January 15th through 17, 2005.
Bonnie, can I just say a couple of things? One is, this is one program that we've recommended. We haven't done a national program in over 10 years. And we've suggested as part of the race and nationality resolution that there be an international Spanish language daily newscast. I don't think that that's turning Pacifica programming on its head. Moreover, Pacifica has not done anything in over a year to implement that. So what is the problem?
The problem is that that has nothing to do with the statement that you've put in your policy that says all programming, staffing, and decision-making process must conform to Pacifica's race and nationality policy. All I'm asking is if someone can explain to me.
Can you tell me, because I don't have that in front of me.
I don't see that.
Isn't there reference?
It's your line, Cerna, in 1.0.
I'm talking about the policy.
Oh, where is it?
But Rob doesn't have that version in front of him, I don't think.
I don't see the text.
It was from May 11th, 2006.
Right, but I don't have it. It's beyond the issue of the Spanish language program because the policy was not only about that.
Right.
Can I make a suggestion that we put that issue aside, come back to it, and move on to the next section because we're already 13 and a half minutes into this and we haven't even finished one.
Well, can I make a suggestion that we drop the specific reference and that we just say
commitments to
making
equity
processes
must
I think we need equity in there is the main thing.
Rob, you concerned about diversity and equity?
Diversity and equity.
How about that?
I'm very concerned about diversity
and equity
because we get to that later. What I'm trying to say is we get to that later in the document, okay?
Okay.
If we're going to take out race and nationality policy, what we need, because it appears in several places in the document, that we do need a very one simple sentence about commitment to equity and diversity. Programming, staffing, and decision-making processes
must reflect a commitment.
Reflect
a commitment to equity and diversity.
How's that, folks?
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we agreed or we voted on taking out the Pacific race and nationality policy. I don't think we said that we were going to take that wording out.
No, but we talk about that more specifically later on in the document. And God willing,
the only way we're
going to
move forward is if we have some other language.
And we can agree on.
Now, some people
question?
Think that there's anything in there that would apply.
Serene?
If the race...
Question?
Yeah, Serene.